From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a huge fire in Dubai. The city police chief says everyone has been evacuated from the 63-story hotel known as The Address. Dubai authorities are trying to put the blaze out. The hotel was packed with New Year's revelers when fire broke out at about 9:30 p.m. VOA correspondent Margaret Bashir was having dinner when the blaze started.
We were sitting on the terrace waiting for the fireworks show, and at about 9:30 local time, the fire started, and it spread very rapidly. At first, we just looked up from our table and said, oh my goodness, there's a fire, and then all of a sudden, the whole building was engulfed. It was really quite shocking to see.
Initial reports said at least 14 people were injured. Burundi's president says he will consider any deployment of African Union peacekeepers in his nation as an attack to which he will strike back. Anita Powell takes a look.
Speaking to the nation Wednesday, after weeks of violence, Burundi's increasingly cornered president, Pierre Nkurunziza, launched a stunning verbal parry to an African Union proposal to send in 5,000 peacekeepers, saying the country will have been attacked and it will respond. Nkurunziza faces increasing opposition from the AU and the international community over his unpopular quest to extend his tenure as president. He weathered a May coup attempt and won a disputed election in July, though violence has continued. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ordered his defense minister to expand Iran's ballistic missile program. The order comes in response to a U.S. threat to impose new sanctions on that program. The sanctions threat came after missile tests by Iran, which the U.S. says violated a U.N. Security Council resolution banning Iranian development of a ballistic missile. For more on that, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has reiterated that Turkish military forces must withdraw immediately from Iraqi territory. According to media reports, Mr. al-Abadi spoke in a phone call with Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu on Wednesday. Mr. Abadi questioned why Turkey would send its military trainers deep inside Iraqi borders while Islamic State fighters are present at Turkey's border with Syria. People around the world are welcoming 2016 with fireworks, parties, and other festivities. In many places, though, security is tight as authorities try to guard against possible terrorist attacks. In Sydney, one of the first places that marked the dawn of 2016, Australians enjoyed one of their biggest fireworks displays ever. In Russia, authorities decided to shut down Moscow's Red Square, a popular spot to ring in the new year. In Belgium, the capital's annual New Year's Eve celebration was canceled due to fears of terrorism. Paris has also canceled its fireworks show and cut back on plans for the evening. In Jakarta, Indonesia, police uncovered plans for an attack on the city. In New York City, thousands of police officers prepared for the traditional New Year's celebrations in Times Square. For migrants and refugees crossing the Mediterranean trying to reach Europe, 2015 was the deadliest year on record, according to the International Organization for Migration. More than 3,700 people are believed to have died making the trip, 500 more than in the previous year. The deadliest month for migrants came in April, when close to 1,250 migrants died. China announced Thursday it has begun building its second aircraft carrier in the latest sign of the nation's rapid modernization of its naval forces. The defense ministry says the carrier is being built in the port city of Dalian. China's only other carrier was purchased from Ukraine in 1998. Burkina Faso's Salif Diallo was elected head of the National Assembly, making the ally-turned-opponent of ousted leader Blaise Compaoré the second most powerful man in the nation. Diallo was elected a day after Roch Marc Christian Kabore was sworn in as Burkina Faso's new president. Diallo was installed in his new position immediately. The Republic of Congo has announced it will hold its presidential election in March. That decision follows the recent approval of a new constitution that will allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to run for another term. Congo's Minister of Communication says a new National Electoral Committee has been created and a draft electoral law adopted. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.